Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, from the Klein Karoo, from the Roost in South Africa. This is my second time in this marvelous place with Maestra Krishna Dupree. You will meet a person, as I wrote, that is totally and completely dedicated to this choir and the many choirs that she's taught. But I think there is a very special kind of attachment to this choir. So first of all, good evening, Krishna. Thank you for this wonderful invitation again to teach the choir, to do a master class for singers and for teachers. We have a month ahead of us with a lot of work, a lot of different things planned, and thank you again for the invitation.
Good evening, Miriam, and good evening, everybody that is listening. I feel really privileged to be here tonight and talking to you together with this wonderful lady that came all the way to Siberia to work with the wonderful children of the Klein Karoo.
The travel is a big one, but definitely worth it, because the last time I was here in October, I totally attached to the children and to you and to the mothers and the fathers of these children. And I found something here that is still very clean, that doesn't have the opinions inundated onto the voices. I mean, the children are little, they're from 9, 10 until 17. And in the beginning, I think there was a lot of mistrust.
It was serious. I think it is, the main thing is that, first of all, the feeling is definitely mutual, and they adore you. And they couldn't wait for you to come again, counting the days. But I think the beginning, they're so used to people coming into South Africa, working with them or working with children, give them something wonderful, and off they go, never to come back or to follow up or just bring something back to these children so that they can hold on to what is special. And this time it's different, and I think some of them are still astounded that this is really happening. For them, I always said to them, if you can dream it, you can do it. And they dreamt of this, that they can follow their dreams. And here comes somebody, and she comes back, and she gives back, and she just gives and gives. And these children are like little sponges. They just absorb and take in. So we are very excited to see what will be the road ahead and what's going to become of this choir in the Klein Karoo.
Well, the interesting thing with this particular group is that you even allowed this. I mean, most choir directors, most teachers would never in a million years allow somebody to touch their voices, to touch their choir. And before I came, Krishna actually had some lessons with me privately, because I think she really wanted to see what was going on here. And I think that after the first lesson, I remember very distinctly, she said to me, but I mean, I've been singing for years and years, and I never heard anything like this. But I feel so good. I feel so relaxed. I feel so comfortable. Something is coming out that I've never heard before and without effort. So for a maestro to let somebody, another teacher, come in and touch her precious children, that in itself, right from the onset, was an amazing, amazing feat. Why did you allow that, Kristen?
I think it's what I believe in, and I always believe in that a teacher doesn't know everything. And one must be always open to learn new things. And one must be always open to teach new things. And we are examples in front of children. And if we close off and be jealous of just holding everything for ourselves, it's not ours. It's talent that's given by God. I'm not allowed to keep it for myself. I'm not allowed to think that I'm the only person that knows everything. So for me, there was just something happening with the squad. There was just something that this choir wanted that was different to other choirs. And I've worked with choirs that went all over the place, went to Europe, went to Budapest. Beautiful, beautiful high school children. But this was, for me, just something different. I think the children, the innocence of the child, also makes one humble. And you realize that this has to be shared, and I have to give everything. And if I can get more knowledge and gain more knowledge to give back to these children, or get somebody to give them more, I must do that.
But it's not only the children in this case that were learning, but it was also, and it is also, you, which is such an incredibly great thing. I'm a technician, and vocal technique is something that you, I mean, you were a professional singer, were taught plenty of when you were going to conservatory and we're studying repertoire. What do you think, or what do you know at this stage of the game, is the difference between what and how I teach and what results are forthcoming?
I think if I come back to what you are saying, is gaining knowledge, the knowledge. And I've never ever been taught the way that you taught, that technically gaining knowledge of every part, every road that everything is going, and putting together where it must come up. Not even the children. If I think back to Herbie, that's always traveling along.
Herbie, I have to say, is my skeleton head. Who doesn't have a jaw, whose cranium is taken away from the rest of the head. And when I put it on the desk in front of the children, okay, there was quite an uproar for a minute until I blamed it Herbie. And they remember Herbie. And Herbie is a very, very important part, because everybody can relate.
Yes.
To Herbie.
And what I found is the knowledge that I'm gaining, and the way that you teach the children, telling them not long roads or short roads, you tell them exactly where everything is going, what's going to happen. I've never been nursed that before. Myself took biology, and all of that, we know what is going on inside your body, but never, and I would have said, well, that will be the first thing somebody who is teaching singing or vocal training, has to explain to a person exactly how the way that you do.
I have to tell you, though, that I've had many, many, many students who were doctors,
mm-hmm.
who, when I explained to them what and how I teach, say to me, how come they didn't teach me this in medical school?
Yes.
Okay. It's simply a completely different way of approaching. Now, there's something really important here, because these children are little,
mm-hmm.
and the combination of ages
mm-hmm.
is very great. A 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 17-year-old is a very different mindset. So from the beginning, there has to be a cohesiveness. There has to be an understanding that is simple enough for the little ones, as simple enough for the big ones. So everybody is on the same page.
And I think also they know that everybody is working towards the same goal. And that's the journey that put them together. They're working for the same, they reach for that same dream. And that's why everybody's working together so and frantically, and they want to gain more. And I was worried on Friday when you said you're going to go through and start and picking up all the, they were like, oh, 27 hours again.
Okay, Krishna is talking about there were 11 new children in the choir.
Yeah.
In other words, 11 children that didn't have 27 hours of work that we did in the 2 weeks that I was here. And basically, if anybody's interested, you can hear what happened to the choir during those hours of learning. If you go into Facebook, or you go on Krishna's website, you'll hear the children before, and then you'll hear them after our work, and there just isn't.
But you know, Marie, even the 11 children are already so excited. It was very special to me. One of the new girls came to me on Friday because we explained them about the egg just shortly. And she said, my mom said she will have the egg on Wednesday. So they're so excited, and they want to gain that knowledge, and they want to embrace the knowledge. And that's what makes it so exciting. And that's why it's really so important that we give them all the tools to get them on the right road.
And that is why you are an extraordinary human being, because not only are you a great musician, but you also have the trust of the children that they would actually accept somebody other than yourself to come in and work with them. What was so amazing, okay, to me, was I walk in, I'm a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Here are these kids. They never saw anybody like me before. And from the moment we began, it was like glue. There was such unbelievable attention. I mean, you're talking about 6 hours. 2 days to 6 hours is the master class. I've taught so many master classes with grown-ups, and I've never experienced that kind of unbelievable focus of these children.
Commitment.
Commitment, tremendous. In the beginning, when we first began, they were fiddling all over the place. And then when I made them stand up, they were not quiet. And I explained to them why they had to be quiet in their bodies. And all of a sudden, there was such a complete change in them, because logically they understood why that was necessary in order to bring out the greatest potential of the instrument.
And they also realized that with that you need discipline, because that changed the whole group as well. If I can remember the first time when we got on stage and the last day when we got on stage, it was totally a different choir. Walking up on the stage like professionals, for the first time, discipline, waiting for us to start them, looking with big eyes and smiles, and so proud of themselves. They were extremely proud of themselves, what they've achieved. And the parents as well.
It was interesting. The way we did this, I think, was very, very cool. We started out with 2 days of masterclass, 6 hours a day. Then, on the following week, we took the children, and there were 73 at the time, and we put them into small groups. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I worked separately with all the groups to put in the repertoire into the voice. That's after we already knew what we were talking about, so then we could do that. They didn't meet again until Friday. An hour and a half before the concert that we were doing for the parents and friends. And that was the first time that the whole group came back together again and began with singing. And the expression on their faces when they heard the whole choir coming together was just unbelievable. It gave them such power.
Confidence. Oh, they had confidence to go for. Unbelievable.
And then when they started to sing, you know, they looked, I guess, into the audience, and they saw the reaction of the people in the audience.
And I looked at you, so you had to, they looked at, all looked at you, see if it's okay.
Yes. And for me, it was just unbelievable to see these kids with this commitment and this joy and this achieving something so great. And Krishna, of course, conducting the choir in the way we adjusted her conducting as well. Okay, because now the conducting and the technique and everything else needs to gel together. It was an unbelievable experience for me as a teacher, you know, as for the work that I do, but to see the joy of those children to accomplish something like that. Krishna, the song that the three of them made up for me. Had you heard that before?
No, this was the first time I was actually surprised they said to me that they've got something, because what I ask of them is at the end, one of the boys, they have to, if they would thank you for everything, because I didn't want to do it. I want to let the children do this because it comes from out of their heart. And I didn't know that what was cooking. So they put that together behind stage very quickly. And yes, they sang it for you, and then everybody was in tears because that was so special, and it came out of their hearts.
Yeah.
Because I think what the listeners also must understand is these children doesn't have a lot. Most of them. For some of these children, the choir is their only family. Some of them walk kilometers, miles, to get to the choir. There's no means of any transport. And that makes this, that's why I'm doing more than I can to give back to the children, because they give so much and more. And that was for me, again, an example. Without any hesitance, they start and they do something their way that came out of the heart to you.
What was so incredible was there were two boys and a girl. They were what, 16?
And that's stage 16. Yeah, the girl is now 17.
The girl is now 17. And you know, I mean, we're talking about a very short period of time to have the confidence and the get-with-all to do this in front of an audience. I think that takes enormous taking of responsibility and guts and knowing I'm doing this because I know what I'm doing. And because I know what I'm doing, I can do it.
I can do it.
And that was a really phenomenal thing. Tell me about what they did during I left.
After you left, it was a very short time that I could have contact with them, because here in South Africa, the school exam starts in the middle of November, and then it closes for the summer holiday. So we actually only had a month, which is only four practices, because we only practice once a week, and that's the only way that, or only time that I can get the children. But what we did is afterwards, we kept on going spinning. We keep on going putting all the, or the little repertoire that they have at that stage, putting it in the right place. And I also had to, I must tell the listeners this as well. Miriam didn't just go away. Every Friday we had to put up everything because she wanted to Skype with the children and wanted to say hello and talk to them and ask them the Ten Commandments. Every Friday, the last few practices that we had. And I must tell you, for some of the children, that was very, very funny, because they haven't seen somebody speaking through and seeing the face, because they know Miriam is very far now. Suddenly she talks to them and she can see them. For them, the little ones especially, for them that was amazing. But we went on doing and bringing back and reminding them of the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments of the boy.
Of the boy.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
The of Ten the boy. Commandments yeah. of the boy.
And I just had a student today, and she recited to me, she said, "Ma'am, can I just tell you again, please, what it said? I have to remember, because Wednesday we must say to Maria." So it's all in their mind, and that children is 11 years old and 10 years old. So it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. See, the great thing about this is that for a few of them, you get them without baggage. The children that join now are children with baggage. Mm. They've already been members of other choirs. Mm. They've already received other kind of training. It's going to be very interesting to see how they will respond.
I've got a few children that's in other choirs because they're from different schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they were extremely responsive to the to what we taught. And they keep on, because one girl officially asked us, Dante, do you remember that? What is she going to do? Because in her choir, there's other ways of singing.
Yeah.
What does she do there?
Yeah.
And we just said, go on singing that you've been taught now. You don't have to explain anything to anybody else.
Yeah. It's a very big conversation that I had with the kids on Friday when I first saw them, it was mayhem that broke out.
I came second totally.
I came after they had already begun working with Krishna, and I just stood in the doorway, and one of the girls saw me, and she just picked herself up, and she just ran. Krishna was teaching, and she just flew, at which point everybody got up, and everybody flew. It was just one of those incredible, incredible moments in my life.
One of the new parents that was sitting in the back of the hall, one of the 11 new parents said to me afterwards, she must be a very special lady because she's so loved by the children. And that was something, somebody who doesn't know what was going on with the new parents and just watching and observing and what she observed was for her. She said to me afterwards, my kids can't lose out on this.
Well, the thing is that to me, every voice is very, very, very special potential. One of the reasons I'm so against teachers singing to the children, using their own voices to teach the children what they want the children to do, is because a child and a singer period, I mean at any age, is extremely, extremely vulnerable. Goes to a teacher, they go to a teacher for reasons. Teacher's made a big career. Teacher was a great singer. Teacher has a marvelous reputation. Has great other singers. And so they go to this teacher and they bring their instrument to that teacher with all the vulnerability, with all the hope and the dreams that a singer has, because it's a very, very deep psychological, emotional stuff that goes on in a singer's psyche. And here is this teacher singing to the singer. And what is the natural reaction? Of course.
Yes.
I got to do what my teacher does. I got to do it the way my teacher does it. I got to do it in the way my teacher does it. And if the teacher doesn't have a way and they don't understand exactly, precisely what they're doing and how they're doing it, and they can't explain it, but they give you all kinds of platitudes of diaphragm and throat and forward and vowels and in the mouth and move the mouth and open the mouth. Okay, if any of this is brought to a student, the real voice of that student is never going to
be
never.
Yeah.
It's just never going to be heard. This is something that I fight for in my professional life for as long as I teach, because I've seen it with very great whose students have an imprint of sound from their teacher. And I don't allow it, and I don't believe in it, and I fight against it, because it takes away the God-given birthright of a voice. Therefore, I insist on knowledge that is precise and available to every single child and the teacher. The thing is, at this stage of the game, I took 3 of the children on Friday, and I said to them, I really, you know, they were special voices, and Krishna had told me that these were
the newcomers, yeah.
These were the newcomers, and they were special children, and they were special voices, and I wanted to hear. I also knew that there would be a problem. The problem would be that the children who had gone through trainings in October would immediately recognize what was the problem with the other voices. So before I called up these kids, I said to them, I said, look, this is a place of love, and we learn. We're not here to criticize. We're here to make a great choir with great voices and to make one voice. You want to tell what happened?
It still amazes me that the children immediately, I don't think they would be able to do that, but they could immediately, or after each one sang their little song, they were, that was for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start asking, what can you hear? And probably all of them, some of them straight, but they could put up their hands, and they could tell this one is singing, they are singing in the right place. And they would show you, because sometimes I think the lack of technical words and the vocabulary is not always there, but they tried and they showed. And it made me realize how much they really took in, and they know now, if they listen to somebody, that they can hear what is wrong. That is fantastic.
When you,
even with adults, because they're already picking out certain singers in the town that they've listened to. Ma'am, don't you think that person must get some some lesson?
Yeah. Okay, this is what happened. 2 weeks ago, one of my students sent me an article about a doctor that operates on very famous singers on their vocal cords. And they have nodules on their cords, they have polyps on their cords, and there are serious problems, and then there is voice rest, and then there is la 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 la. And I wrote a big article on the article that was published about why that is, and why singers have to have surgery, and why they get into vocal trouble when they sing with the throat, when they use their vocal instrument, when they sing inside the vocal instrument, when they rip open their mouth, why it is that all of a sudden They lose their height. They lose their depth. They lose their quote unquote control of the voices. The children know. The children know. They were taught in their master classes in the beginning, from the beginning, what to expect, how to hear, how to listen to their own internal voices and not control with their throat and not control with external hearing their own voice, but to be able to distinguish what is a throaty sound, what is a wobbly sound, what is misery. And they know.
And we've got an example of children that was on that road of that type of voice, that used that voice, that could have lost their voice.
Yeah, tell the story of Marina.
Yes. Yeah, this is a beautiful boy with a really, there's good qualities in his voice, but he has this retractable tongue. We can perhaps let them explain it to the listeners.
A retractable tongue.
And we just said to him, if he's not going to use the technique correctly, my words was, then you're not allowed to sing in the choir anymore. I'm not going to teach you anymore. And he looked with big Google eyes at me and thought, no, I won't do that. And lo and behold, the first week he didn't practice. I said, sorry, you can't come anymore. And that changed him very quickly. And he, of all the boys, is practicing with the egg. And there's really change in his voice. The way that he's speaking even changed totally.
Obviously.
Everything, because the speaking and singing voice sounds the same.
Exactly, in the same place.
Yes.
And he was at the age, what is he, 11, 12?
11.
Yeah,
11.
He's 11. So this idea of wanting to sound like a man.
Yeah, because he's a rugby player as well.
He's a rugby player as well. Okay, so it's not appropriate for him to have the kind of voice that he has. So he has to put it down here, and he has to really sound like a man.
And he loves singing.
And he loves singing.
All the sports.
So what happened here was that when he came into class and I heard this voice, I knew that there was going to be some really serious problem if he were to continue singing like that. So I took him out of the group. I gave him some private instruction, and he was a snob. He was a snob. He really was very sort of full of himself. You know, he...
I can see a new course.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's another thing that the children realize from the beginning, that I'm not singing in the lessons. And, of course, they were not used to that. There were many things in the beginning, in the first 2 days, that had to be overcome, but all of it was overcome. To return to Marina, so I took him, and I took him very hard. And I told him that if he continues like this, he is going to have vocal cord nodules, and he's going to have a surgery, at which point he believed me. That was important. He believed me, and he began to work. Well, the boy is a different boy now. His attitude is completely different. His voice is completely different. He doesn't have that guttural sound anymore. The voice is growing as a boy grows into a man. So the whole conversation here also of puberty is a very interesting conversation, because the voice in puberty needs to remain in exactly the same place, the natural habitat of the voice, and grow naturally like every other part of the body grows without the interference. Why do choir boys, quote unquote, after a few years, you know, are not choir boys anymore, they lose their voices, or all of a sudden, everything changes? Because the world expects them to have changed voices during and after puberty, not allowing the instrument to grow naturally by itself in its own natural place. With the information that he got, he realized that he can grow the voice in that place. And I haven't heard him singing yet, but the speaking is definitely in a great space. And now we're going to build the singing in exactly the same space, which will grow the instrument naturally as the boy is growing as well.
What interesting also is with this boy is over the months that he had music, he would forever have a sore throat or some excuse. He can't sing because there's nothing coming out. And since you've worked with him, it never happens again. And and he's excited about that. And I think that all comes together, the change that comes, that now you see in him, in the whole attitude change. Because he can go on singing without anything happens to him.
Yeah. It's also important for the other children to have seen his progress and his process, because it's incredibly stimulating when you see somebody who is really miserable all the time, you know, has real problems, all of a sudden, you know, that...
But you know what, now you're talking about that what happened, that you were not here, we were practicing, they would turn around, if they hear something, that one is not doing the right... Then they would just shout, "You're not speaking." It's amazing. Now that you talk, I haven't realized that, but that's what they've been doing. They're so into this whole process that they listen to each other without somebody telling them, listen, and they would shout, "You're not speaking." You know, that is so wonderful, isn't it?
It's tremendous. But this is what we're talking about with learning. A particular way of hearing, a particular way of relating to the knowledge. Without the knowledge, there is no playing of an instrument. You teach the piano. Is it any different? You need to know what you're doing.
You have to know.
Yes. Exactly. Technically, you have to know. And if you don't know, you're going to run into trouble. And when you run into trouble, there is no place to go and there is no place to hide. The instrument gives out. It's not a man-made instrument. The instrument is inside your body. So we have tremendous things to talk about, tremendous things to do. Again, we have to stop. It's almost time. Thank you, Krishna, for this beautiful experience. Thank you for bringing me back. Thank you for entrusting me with children. Thank you for your love and your hospitality. And the road ahead is glorious. We'll talk again before I leave.
Thank you very much, Marian, for knowledge with us. And watch the space.
Yes. We love you all. Be well. Take care. Bye-bye.